This is the Sakamuli of the 30th of September, 2025. Essence, sweet children, the Father has come to remove everyone's sorrow and give them happiness. Therefore, since you are the children of the remover of sorrow, you mustn't cause anyone sorrow. Question, what are the main signs of the children who are to claim an elevated status? Answer, they constantly follow Srimat. 2, they are never stubborn about anything. 3, they study by themselves and gallop ahead to give themselves a tilak of sovereignty. 4, they never cause themselves a loss. 5, they are merciful and benevolent to everyone. They are very interested in doing service. 6, they do not perform any degraded act. They do not fight or quarrel. Song, you wasted the night in sleeping and the day in eating. Om Shanti, you spiritual children are sitting in front of the spiritual father. Only you children understand this language. No one new can understand it. No one else says, O spiritual children. No one else would even know how to say this. You know that you are sitting in front of the spiritual father, the father whom no one really knows accurately. Although you do understand that you are brother souls, that you are all souls and that the father is the one, no one really knows this accurately. Until you come here personally to understand, how could you understand? It is only when you also come personally in front of the Father that you are able to understand. You are Brahmins. Your surname is Brahmakumars and Brahmakumaris of the Brahmin clan. All souls belong to Shiva. You are not called Shiv Kumars or Shiv Kumaris. Those words are wrong. There are both Kumars and Kumaris. As souls, you all belong to Shiva. When you become children of human beings, you are called Kumars and Kumaris. The children of Shiva are, of course, incorporeal souls. Only souls who are called Salagrams reside in the soul world. When you come here, you become physical Kumars and Kumaris. You are in fact Kumars, children of Shiv Baba. You become Kumars and Kumaris when you enter bodies. You are Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, and this is why you are called brothers and sisters. It is at this time that you receive this knowledge. You know that Baba will make us pure and take us back with him. To the extent that souls remember the Father, so they will accordingly become pure. You souls study this knowledge that is given through the mouth of Brahma. The knowledge of the Father is also clear in the pictures. Shiv Baba himself is teaching us. Neither does Sri Krishna teach us, nor can the Father teach us through Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna is the Prince of Heaven. You children also have to explain this. Sri Krishna is a child of his parents in the Golden Age. He is a child of a golden-aged father. He is the Prince of Paradise. No one knows him. On the birthday of Sri Krishna, people make a swing for him in their own homes and in the temples. Mothers go to a temple and put money in the box there and carry out their worshipping. These days, Christ is portrayed in the same way as Sri Krishna. He is crowned, etc., and put in his mother's lap, just as Sri Krishna is portrayed. The names Sri Krishna and Christ sound similar, but there is a lot of difference between the birth of Sri Krishna and the birth of Christ. The birth of the Christ soul is not in the form of a baby. The Christ soul comes and enters someone else. He cannot be born through vice. Previously, they never portrayed Christ as a young child. They always portrayed him on a cross. Now, they show him in this way. You children know that no one who establishes a religion can be killed in that way. So whom did they kill? The one whose body he entered received the pain. How could a Satopradhan soul receive pain? What karma could he have done to receive so much pain? Souls come in a Satopradhan completely pure state. Everyone's accounts have to be settled. The Father now makes everyone pure. A completely pure Satopradhan soul cannot come from there and experience pain. It is the soul who undergoes suffering. It is when a soul is in his body that he experiences pain and sorrow. Who said, "I feel pain"? The one living in the body. They say that the Supreme Soul is within everyone. However, he is hardly going to say, "I feel pain." How could the Supreme Soul be present in everyone? How could the Supreme Soul suffer pain? Souls call out, "O Supreme Father, Supreme Soul, remove our sorrow." It is the Parlokic Father to whom souls call out. You know that the Father has now come and that he is showing you the way to have your suffering removed. You souls become ever healthy and wealthy when you are in bodies. You would not say healthy and wealthy in the soul world. There is no world. There is just peace. There you are in the state of your original religion of peace. The Father has now come to remove everyone's sorrow and give them happiness. So he says to you children, "You have become mine. Therefore, don't cause sorrow to anyone. This is a battlefield, but it is incognito. Other are visible." You have to explain the meaning of the saying, "Those who die on this battlefield will go to heaven." Look how important this battle is. You children know that no one can go to heaven by dying in any other battle. In the Gita it says, God speaks. You do believe him, do you not? To whom did God speak? Did he say this to those who were engaged in that battle, or did he say it to you? He says it to both. They too are told, "Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father." This service also has to be done. If you want to go to heaven, you must make effort. There are those of all religions in a war. There are the Sikhs as well. They will go into the Sikh religion. It is only possible for them to go to heaven when they come and take this knowledge from you Brahmins. When they used to come to Baba, Baba would explain that if they remained in remembrance of Shiv Baba while fighting, they would be able to go to heaven. However, it isn't that they will become kings in heaven, no. not much more can be explained to them. Only a little of this knowledge can be explained to them. When they are on a battlefield, they definitely remember their favorite deity. If someone is a Sikh, he would say, "Victory to Guru Govinda." No one remembers the Supreme Soul while considering himself to be a soul. However, those who accept the Father's introduction will go to heaven. The Father of all is the same one, the purifier. He says to the impure, "By remembering me, your sins will be cut away, and you will go to the land of happiness that I am establishing." If you remember Shiv Baba while in this battle, you do go to heaven. Those battlefields are different from this one. The Father says this knowledge can never be destroyed. All are Shiv Baba's children. Now Shiv Baba says, "By remembering me alone, you will come to me in the land of liberation." By studying this knowledge now being taught, you can claim a kingdom in heaven. It is so easy. You find the path to heaven in a second. I, a soul, am remembering the Father. Go on to the battlefield in this happiness. We do have to act. Everything has to be done to save one's country. There is just one religion. You never hear of any difference of opinion there. Here are so many differences of opinion. There are quarrels over water and land. If their water supply is cut off, they start to throw stones. If they don't give grain to someone or other, there is a quarrel. You children know that we are establishing our self-sovereignty. It is through this study that we attain the kingdom. A new world definitely has to be established. It is destined. You should have so much happiness. There is no need to fight or quarrel over anything. We have to live very simply. Baba has explained that you are going to your in-law's home and that this is why you are now in exile. All souls will go. The bodies will not go. The ego of the body has to be broken. We are souls, and our 84 births are now ending. Tell the people of Bharat that Bharat used to be heaven and that it is now the Iron Age. In the Iron Age, there are innumerable religions. In the Golden Age, there is only the one religion. Bharat is once again becoming heaven. Some people do understand that God has come. As you make progress, they will predict the future. They will see the atmosphere. Therefore, the Father explains to you children. The Father belongs to everyone. Everyone has a right to him. The Father says, "Now that I have come, I tell you all to remember me alone so that your sins can be absolved." Human beings understand that war can now break out at any time. It could even break out tomorrow. It doesn't take time for a war to gather force. However, you children understand that our kingdom has not yet been established. Therefore, how can destruction take place yet? As yet, You have not given the Father's message to everyone in all four directions. The purifier Father says, remember me and your sins will be absolved. This message must reach everyone's ears. Even if war does break out and bombs explode, you have the faith that our kingdom is definitely going to be established and that destruction cannot take place until then. People say that there has to be peace in the world, that if there is a world war, the world would be destroyed. This is a spiritual university. You give this knowledge to the whole world. Only the one Father comes and transforms the world. Those people say that each cycle is millions of years. You know that its age is 5,000 years. It is said that there was heaven 3,000 years before Christ. They calculate the ages of Islam and Buddhism. There is no mention of anyone else before those two religions. You can reveal everything accurately, date by date. Therefore, you should have so much intoxication. There is no question of quarreling. Those who are orphans are the ones who quarrel. Whatever effort you make now, that will become your reward for 21 births. If you fight or quarrel, you do not claim an elevated status. You also have to experience punishment. Whatever it is, whatever you need, come to the Father. The government also says, don't take the law into your own hands. Some of you say that you would like shoes from abroad. Baba says, children, you are now in exile. There you will receive many very good things. The Father will only tell you what is right. He would say, this is not right. Why do you keep longing for such things here? You have to live very simply here. Otherwise, you will have body consciousness. You must not follow your own dictates in this. Baba says, if you are unwell, you can call a doctor. Everyone can be treated with medicine. However, the Father is here in any case. Srimat is Srimat after all. Where there is faith, there is victory. You understand all of this. There is benefit in following the Father's advice. We have to benefit ourselves as well. If you can't make someone else worth a pound, then you yourself still remain not worth a penny and not worthy of becoming a pound. If you have no value here, you will be of no value there. Serviceable children are very interested in doing service. They continue to tour around. If you don't do service, you cannot be called a benefactor or merciful. If you don't remember Baba, you continue to perform degraded acts and you will claim a low status. It isn't that you have yoga with Shiv Baba anyway, or that you are a BK anyway. It is only through Brahma Baba that Shiv Baba gives you this knowledge. If you only remember Shiv Baba, how would you listen to the Murlis, and what would the result of that be? If you don't study, what status would you claim? You also know that not everyone can have an elevated fortune. There too, the status will be number wise. Everyone has to become pure. Souls cannot go to the land of peace without becoming pure. The Father says, continue to give this knowledge to everyone. If someone doesn't listen to it now, he will definitely listen to it in the future. Now, no matter how many obstacles and storms come with great force, you must not be afraid, because a new religion is being established. You are establishing an incognito kingdom. Baba is pleased to see the serviceable children. You have to follow Srimat and give yourselves a tilak of sovereignty. You must not be stubborn about this. Don't allow yourselves to experience a loss for no reason. The Father says, children, become serviceable and benevolent. The teacher tells you, students, study well and gallop ahead. You are to receive a scholarship for heaven for 21 births. To go into this dynasty is in itself a great scholarship. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence Vadarna 1. Remain very simple and ordinary at this confluence age, because this is the time to remain an exile. Don't have any expectations here. Never take the law into your own hands. Never fight or quarrel. 2. In order to establish that new kingdom before destruction takes place, give everyone the Father's message. The Father says, remember me and your sins will be absolved and you will become pure. Blessing, may you be a jewel of contentment with the speciality of contentment and become an embodiment of success in the service you do. The special virtue needed for doing service is contentment. It is called service, but if you or others are disturbed by it, it is better not to do such service. When you don't have contentment with yourself or with contacts, that service will neither give you nor others the fruit of attainment. So first of all, stay in solitude and transform yourself with the blessing of being a jewel of contentment, and then go onto the field of service. Only then will you become an embodiment of success. Slogan, do not waste your time in breaking a rock of obstacles, but take a high jump over it. Avyak signal, now ignite the fire of love and make your yoga volcanic. In order to have volcanic remembrance, both your mind and intellect have to have a powerful break, as well as having the power to steer. By doing this, the power or energy of the intellect will not be wasted, but accumulated. The more you accumulate this power, the more your powers to discern and decide will increase. For this, now stop any expansion of thoughts, that is, imbibe the power to pack up. Om Shanti.